ever.
Sure, he wears New Balance.
Not to mention it was like 10 years ago. So, bro, trust me, he's an unknown to most people. Bob and Cabot, don't forget to mention two former Razorbacks finished 11th and 19th in Boston. Joseph Boyd, 11th, and Scott McPherson, 19th. Thank you for the info. Really? I appreciate that. And that's I find very relevant. The Boston Marathon, people are watching closely today. So good to see that everybody is in, or at least the leaders are in. I'm assuming if I was on the course, I wouldn't even be halfway done yet. It's amazing the amount of how quickly they can run that thing. It's really remarkable. I really have no way to transition into the story from a marathon, but this guy is from South Carolina. South Carolina man walked into a Walmart wearing nothing but his shoes, which means...
Nothing to do with New Balance.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Uh-uh. He got run down by a local television station, WSOC. He did not want to do an interview, but he decided to give one anyway.
Oh, man.
So here is a brief portion of this interview. This guy is just about... This is the best interview we've had, I think, caught from a news reporter since our buddy Igor, who was dumping wood all over
the
town.
Man.
Igor from Michigan.
I'm not going to answer any questions for you.
Can you just answer why you were naked at the Walmart?
I get...
What was going on?
I've had a problem with drugs in the past. I still like to do some ecstasy once in a while.
Who doesn't?
But the only drug I thought I'd ever do again, and I accidentally got methamphetamine instead, and it really made me crazy.
Bummer.
So, what were you thinking when you were actually... You said you were... The last thing you remember is you were at your sister's house here, right?
Right.
And then you were in the parking lot of Walmart, is that right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's really fuzzy to me.
Yeah.
But I think that stuff, it made me so paranoid. I thought I was being arrested anyway, so I think, I don't know, I just...
When you were in Walmart, did you realize that you were naked?
I did once I got in there. I mean, you know, I got some weird looks, obviously.
So how are you feeling about it today?
I'm really depressed because it's all over the news.
And so,
I'm going to have to move, you know? I'm going to have to move because of this. Because, I mean, I can't face anybody that I know here anymore, you know?
Well, let me ask you, does it make you think twice now about doing drugs?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, you can't trust anything anymore.
It's true.
Embarrassing?
Very. Yeah. Yep.
Well,
I mean, if you can't even count on your ecstasy dealer to get you the right thing anymore, Matt. I mean, what is this world coming to?
Well, that's the problem with buying illegal drugs. You don't know what you're getting.
You know what? That's why they need to legalize it all.
It's the most honest answers I've ever heard in my
life.
For
somebody who didn't want to give an interview, he gave a hell of an interview.
Yeah, he's like, at the end, he's like, I don't want to give an interview, though.
You know what, though? It's him. I listen to him, and I think of Mike Tyson. You ask those guys a question. It may be how you doing, and you just want to say, yeah, I'm all right. They give you actually everything you want to know. He's depressed. He can't live in that town anymore. Everybody has seen him naked with his shoes on.
So weird.
And the nicest reporter questions of all time, you hear? So tell me, did you know you were naked?
I did when I got in there.
He goes, yeah, I felt the drafts. The air conditioner was on.
I got some funny looks. He said. That reminds me of a time we were... We did a show. We were doing the Young Broadcasters tour back in the day. Nathan Christian was on the show. And we're up
he
at Harding.
He didn't do that, did he?
No, we're up at Harding, though. And he comes back in. And he said, what's wrong? He said, man, everybody's looking at me funny. I said, what were you doing? He said, I don't know. Just standing out there smoking. Yeah, about that, Nathan. About that. We have to talk about that.
He had no idea.
They
God
don't
bless
like
him.
That. No, it's smoke-free campus him. Here. Yeah, about that. Anyway. But you know what? Never walked naked into a Walmart that I know of. Never did.
Was he depressed after that? Did
no.
he have to move out of his city? Out of his own town?
He said, what a bunch of uptight people they got in this town.
Place where his children play with their toys.
I can't even smoke on a college campus.
I'm supposed to be...